You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Pam Collins. And how are sales this week?
It's busy time. That if you look at our sales board any day, you'll see it's pretty full.
If folks want to get a hold of you, can they do that?
Give me a call at 651-319-1298.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And our topic of the week, and this is interesting. We didn't get to talk as much beforehand, but mom's questions.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was sitting down with my mom and dad because they're going to be selling their house at some point here, and they've been living in it for, good 50 years, you know. And
you grew up in it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. We moved in when I was in third grade, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up there. And it's kind of cool that they're still living there and, you know, they're the grandma and grandpa of the neighborhood. And I was thinking, you know, they paid $12,000 for this house.
Wow.
And
which was probably a lot of money at that time.
Well, for them it was. I know what they had to do to make that mortgage payment every month. You have five kids, and he was a mailman. So, yeah. And I know the house right next door just sold, and they had it listed for $250,000, and it sold within a day, and so I don't even know what the final sale price was. So there's probably quite a jump in value from when they bought it to right now. And she had a lot of questions for me, and I thought, you know, mm-hmm. The questions that she was asking are probably questions that a lot of people have, especially if they've been in the house for a long time and mm-hmm. it's very daunting, I know, the thought of moving. And it's like, where do I even begin to start, mm-hmm. you know, because we're probably a good year away from a move or from putting it up for sale.
Which is now is a good time to do that.
Yes, this is a great time to start asking those questions.
Yep.
So I thought I would just kind of run through, okay. And if you can see, this is my sheet of paper.
And it's full. She has an 8.5 by 11, and it is handwritten full.
Yep, all the way from top to bottom. So I just thought I'd maybe highlight some of the ones that... And you know, the first question, I think, is kind of frightening to them, because we were talking about if they bought it for $12,000
and
gains. They sell it for $250 or more, you know.
I was just, that gains. Was running through my mind is, wow, how does that work?
Well, if they have lived in the house two of the last 5 years, and especially this is going to be probably the last time they sell a house, there's no capital gains issue, so
okay.
Don't worry about it.
Is that a one-time?
What did the law change? I think it's basically just if you've lived two out of the last 5 years.
Really?
I think that, okay. Don't quote me, but I believe that's what it is. Because we had to deal with this issue a couple years ago on a sale, and they had not lived there two of the last 5 years. And so they would be responsible for capital gains on it. But the thing people don't realize is any major improvements that you've made on the house during that time. For example, they built a garage. You know, the cost of a lot of those things can be subtracted from the profit. It isn't all profit. Just because you sell it for $250 doesn't mean that that's, you know, a $240,000 gain. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be anyway. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyways, there's no reason for mom and dad to worry about paying capital gains on
that.
So,
but you're exactly right. That when you said those kind of numbers, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
See, it is one of the last best investments you can make, and the government doesn't take their pick.
Yeah, you know, real estate really is a good investment. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I put money into a bank account and I could realize even a 25% gain on it within, you know, 5-10 years, I would be thrilled. Mm-hmm. But you can buy a piece of property, and especially if you put a little sweat equity into it, you know, and sell it at a profit. It's a good investment,
mm-hmm.
you know, or hang on to things for a while, especially if you're renting it out and somebody else is paying your mortgage for you.
Yes, that's even better.
Yeah, which is another good reason why if you are able to buy, don't rent, because you don't want to just be paying somebody else's mortgage for them. And one of the things, she was looking around the house and she says, what am I going to do with all this stuff, with all this clutter? What do I have to do? Can I just leave it here? And I was looking around the living room, and it's very cozy in there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've got a full-sized couch, and then we've got Dad's big comfy recliner, and then we've got Mom's big comfy recliner, and a full-sized hutch, and a full-sized piano, and then off in the corner there's a dining table, and, you know, miscellaneous other tables and stuff. And said, well, yeah, we're going to have to move some of that stuff out of there for the sale. Mm-hmm. The good thing is that it probably won't be on the market long, so it won't be a long period of time that it's like that. But basically, we're going to want to take all the horizontal surfaces and make them as clean as possible. Just mm-hmm. kind of take your arm and whoosh over the top and tuck everything into a drawer or something. And then she was wondering what to do with a lot of the stuff. And she said, well, down in the basement, we're going to have a lot of boxes that are labeled, you know, with things. And for the most part, I don't think people are that concerned if there's stuff in storage. Or I said, even if, to be honest, the house is open and airy and you've really cleared out the clutter, and if people then open the garage door and it's full of your things, they go, oh, that's where everything is.
They get it. People get it.
Yeah, you see that all the time, because mm-hmm. the garage, they mostly just want to know, is it clean?
Right.
Is it stable? Yes. That kind of stuff. So,
because talking about moms, if Mom likes it, then the family is happy. So the garage, which is the male part of it, as long as it'll be emptied out.
Exactly. You know that if Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
I was going to see if you would say that. That's exactly where I was headed.
Oh, and that really is important.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So, and then she was thinking, because she's heard, you know, do I have to take everything off the walls, all of our personal stuff and our personal memorabilia? And I know up above the piano, she has three really kind of pretty crosses hanging. She said, I know that's a religious thing. Do I need to take that down? And, you know, because I don't want to offend anybody. And I said, no, I see stuff like that all the time. And it looks very nice. I said, you may not want to have quite as many pictures up, but you don't have to take all your personal pictures down. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen that where it's like you have to totally depersonalize it. I don't think you have to go quite that far.
Yeah. So, looks like a hospital then. So,
yeah.
You know, sanitized and...
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of my buyers, and I'm kind of the same way. I'm going through houses. You kind of like want to find out about the people.
See who
Yeah. And so if you see a picture of the family, it's like, this is who lives here.
Yes. And I know them. That's kind of neat. Yes, mm-hmm. it is.
So you don't have to totally depersonalize. Mostly you want it clutter-free. Like your kitchen counters... like I was just picturing what's on there right now, there's a lot of stuff because they really live there, and there's a lot of activity and stuff on the counter. You probably want to take all of that stuff off the mm-hmm. counter, put it in a drawer, and just leave a couple well-placed, more decorative type things just for the sale, because mm-hmm. what you're doing is you're staging it for sale. And then she said, well, will you help me? I said, of course, because that's what I do. And that's, you know, if somebody has lived in their house for the last 20, 30, 50 years, that's what I do. I can come in and say, okay, let's do this, make it as painless as possible, but kind of give you guidance of what things would be important. And then she's, because... she's so precious. She said, well, how about like my yard? Like there are weeds in my yard. Do I need to get just like the clover and stuff like that? And I said, no, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So there's some things you want to worry about and some things really are not important. So. Mm-hmm.
That's neat, but you're exactly right. These are questions everybody thinks about, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily, you know, they're to ask them. You're listening to Talk Real Estate. Our agent today is Pam Collins. Of course, you can call Pam at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam, or 651-319-1298.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my cell, and I keep it with me. And you know, I should mention, remember I told you about my 300 Club?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you were in my 300 club this month, you would have gotten a mailing with a list of all the farmers markets in the area. When they start, when their times, you know, what dates they are. And I also had like a checklist, a spring summer checklist of things that you want to take care of around your house, kind of reminders. So if you didn't get that, give me a call and I'll make sure that you get one. And something that's coming out this coming month that I think a lot of people might find really interesting is something that our in-house lender gave us. It's how your credit score is computed, and it's a like a pie chart of what elements of your credit are really important, because your credit score is important when you're getting a home mortgage or any kind of a loan.
What is, of course, a good one is over 700, but what is one that will get you a loan? I mean, people are always, that's such a mystifying thing, a credit score.
And that number, you know, I hear it all the time and I never retain it. Is it like six something? I don't know. And it depends actually on the type of loan. Like a VA loan wants this, a FHA wants this, a conventional loan wants this, and different underwriters have a different credit score. But there are so many things that go into making that credit score. For example, they want to know, of course, do you pay your bills on time? That's a big part of it. And how much debt do you have compared to your income? So they call that your debt-to-income ratio. And different underwriters have different debt-to-income ratios that they're looking for. So there's a lot of elements. So I've got, anyways, it's kind of
neat. Talk to a realtor.
Talk to a realtor.
And you can put them in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, do you want to know some more of these questions?
This is we could talk for hours. Yeah.
Well, now, and then she was asking me about remodeling their kitchen.
Okay.
And it's true, people like a nice kitchen, but there are different kinds of remodeling. There's like small type remodeling, and then there's major overhaul remodeling. Mm-hmm. You can spend easily $45,000 if you're going to get all new appliances, gut it, you know, the counter, quartz, the stone countertops and new cabinets and everything like that. Or you could just do a few simple things and maybe spend $1,000, maybe a couple thousand dollars. Mm-hmm. Maybe if your countertops are kind of icky, you know, it doesn't have to be stone, but just something more updated looking. Maybe you want to paint your cabinets. There are simple things you can do that don't cost as much. Mm-hmm. And she thinks that they need to do a huge, major overhaul. And I'm like, no, you don't,
because you're not going to get your money back. Right. Mm-mm. Right.
Nope. You won't. If it's already there, if you wanted to do that for your own self to live with it, that's one thing. But if you're doing it for the sake of selling it, don't bother.
Good. That's great advice.
Yeah. And then she was asking about like all the disclosures, because I've been talking about that. And do you have to get inspected before you sell it? Now, if you live in some cities, you're required to. In Richfield, there is a requirement. St. Paul, there's the Tisch Tooth and Sales.
Oh, wow.
And but in Hastings, there's not one. But you can get it inspected if you want, pre-inspected, and some people do that.
Yeah, just to see what you need to do.
Uh-huh. So that, and sometimes that makes it a little bit easier for people, you know, when they're making offers. In fact, there is a real strategy to doing that. It's not required, though. But there are what they call seller's disclosures. And I have a copy of that form. And, it's roughly maybe 10 pages long. And it's just a tool for you to use to pass on information about your house.
And if you honestly forget something, I mean, we are human. And that does happen. So, but I mean, if you were in a flood or something and you had 5 feet of water in your house,
you would want to let them
know. You have to let them. I mean, that's a little bit different than minor things like I blew a fuse out on the 4th of July because I had 5 crock pots in the kitchen because we had 300 people here.
And the whole idea is just tell them what you know. And share. So, and that's something you have to fill out yourself. I can't fill it out for you, but if you have questions, I can help you, you know, understand what things mean. So that's no big deal. And the yard. She was concerned about the yard. Well, she has beautiful gardens and stuff. And siding or fresh paint for the house. Now, in their case, they have a wooden house and it did need painting. They either had to put siding or fresh paint on it. So they've hired a painter, and he is right now at their house scraping it down and will be painting it. They really needed to do that because that will... It's a kind of a big first impression on a house. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to do that, it's a nice to be able to do if it's not in good shape.
Yeah, and you'll get your money back on that, I would assume.
I think so. At a minimum, it would help it to sell quicker.
Right.
Yeah, things like that. You know, the big ticket items, is the furnace up to date? Are there good windows? Is the siding and the roof, you know, those big, because they're dollar signs. If you're able to update those things, if you're able to. But, you know, if you can't, it is what it is, you know. So you don't want to go through all the hassle of doing it just to get your money back, unless it would help to qualify for your mortgage. Mm. FHA is kind of fussy about some of those things.
Okay.
And then she was wondering, they have cats.
Okay.
And she said, what do I do about the cats, like when people come to look at my house? She said, do I have to leave when people come and look at my house? Said, yes, you do. You should leave maybe 15 minutes ahead of time and wait till you know they're gone. And I show houses all the time with cats in them. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want the cats to get out, we just make a note for the agent saying, don't let the cats out. Okay. And that way they know there are cats. And if somebody is highly allergic to cats, they're not going to want to probably go in your house, so then they'll know.
Good idea.
But this is the important part. If you got cats, keep it clean.
Yes.
They're the two big turnoffs when you're coming into a house is the smell. Number one, if there's heavy smoker smell, that it's, you know, what it is.
Yep.
But that is a big turnoff. If there is animal smell, cats, dogs, their wet fur or cat urine, you know, that litter box. You got to keep it super, super clean. You just have to do that. And that's something you can do.
Yeah.
And another thing is if there's mold and mildew and you need to deal with that.
Yep.
And then she was asking, what is it going to cost to sell a house? You know, because say you do sell it for $250,000.
Yep.
Does that mean there's $250,000 in your pocket?
We wish,
yeah. The state deed tax is usually 3.3%, so you're going to pay that. There's, you have to pay a title company to do a search. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of fees. There's commission. The realtor will charge a commission to find a buyer for your house. Yep. You usually get a big chunk of it, but you do have to allow for, there are some seller's costs. And what a realtor does, what I always do when I'm listing house, is I do what we call a net sheet, and I kind of itemize what all your expenses would be and expenses that you might have. For example, the buyers might ask you to help with their closing costs, which could be, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, you know, depending on what they'd ask. You don't have to. You can always say no or renegotiate, but, you know, I'd let you know what those costs are so that you can know at the very end what your net profit is going to be. So, and then I guess the only other thing that I would say, are we kind of running out of time? I know.
Well, we're fine. Go ahead.
because she was wondering about, is there going to be a big hole in their yard after the sign is gone?
Oh, you know, they put
the sign. The sign company closes up that hole, so that's not a big deal.
Oh, I mean, you don't dig a well there? And I'm kidding.
Yeah, insert cement. Also, it used to be that people needed to hang on to that abstract, you know, that history of the house. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of quite a bit of money if it had to be replaced.
Yes.
That's not an issue anymore. It doesn't matter if you have it or not. If you do, it's kind of cool.
It's a historical
mm-hmm. thing, but totally unnecessary now. All that information is in the county, you know, they can look it up online.
On computers,
no big deal.
Yep, so...
But if anybody has, if they kind of are just kind of thinking, you know, well, maybe it might be time to, you know, think about selling the house. Maybe you want to move into a one level or whatever the reason, give me a call and I can sit down and just go through whatever your questions are and we'll just get them out on the table and answered for you so that you can move forward without being afraid or wondering. You know, what all is involved.
Because while it is a complicated process, you folks do it for a living. So what better? You're the experts at it.
I do it all the time, every day, all day.
And you folks, I mean, I've known you folks for a long time, and you do a great job, and you're basically holding the person's hand and as they go through it. And
Step by step.
Yeah, and you make it a very, very easy process.
Yeah, and just, you know, just if you contact me now, even if it's something that's going to be coming down the road a little ways, that's okay. It's okay to talk now, and then you know maybe how to start preparing. Even if it's a year away, even if it's 2 years away, that's okay. Yep. It's okay to start preparing now and just get your questions answered so you're not moving in the dark.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pam, again, how can folks get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell, 651-319-1298.
Okay. It's been fun, Pam. Wow, the time flew by.
Great subjects. It goes so fast.
Great subjects. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Our agent today, Pam Collins. Again, if you want to get a hold of Pam, 651-319-1298. Or you can call Edina Realty's office at 651-437-2121 and just ask for Pam.